Let me tell you a funny story. It's not funny, it's sad. But let me tell you a story. My, I'm not going to say who it was, but a friend of mine, okay, went to a church of a family member of ours in South Carolina. And this church is called New Spring. You know, it's all one word. You know these little cool little names? New Spring. Like, all one word. And she went to this church, and she called me up and she said, Steve, she said, things have changed. Because, okay? Now look, I used to go to liberal church. When I was a teenager, we went to these liberal churches where they'd have like a rock band on stage, and they'd have the NIV was what was pretty. Nobody ever got baptized. Nobody ever got saved. And it was a rock band and the NIV and all this kind of stuff. And this person told me, they said, things have changed. They said, it's not the same anymore. Like, liberalism has changed. This church runs like 8,000 people. Did you hear that? In South Carolina. 8,000 people. This is not in New York City, okay? This is South Carolina, okay? And I'm not making fun of people in the South. 8,000 people. It's called New Spring. Pastor Perry. No, they don't call him pastor or anything. It's just Perry. You know, is it Perry? No, they just call him Perry. Well, she walks into this church, and she gave me it in detail, the rundown of what this church was like, okay? She said, she walked in, and the theme for the year is crank it up. Crank it up, okay? And they had guitars, like real guitars, like plastered all over the walls, like electric guitars, like pasted to the walls everywhere. And it was like, crank it up was the theme, okay? She walked in, behind the platform, and I promise you this is true. I'm not exaggerating one bit. You can go to their website if you wanna watch this junk. If you don't believe me, then go check it out, because it's all there. They got the DVD of the service, okay? She goes there, the backdrop of the platform, no joke, okay, is just all these hands, like, up in the air, like, it's like, it's supposed to look like a rock concert. So it's like dark, and you just see people's silhouettes with their hands up in the air. And some of their fingers are just pointing like straight up in the air like this. And some, and most of them are doing this symbol right here. You know, like this satanic goat head symbol that they do at rock concerts. Like, yeah! You know what I'm talking about? Where they put this up and they're like, yeah! You know, this goat head symbol. Okay, a satanic symbol. All these fingers doing this. This is the backdrop of the platform at church. And it's just all engulfed in flames. And look, you don't believe me, go to the website. Go look at it. I'm not a liar. I'm telling you the truth. Because she told me it. I went and checked it out, and it was true. Just hands making satanic symbols engulfed in flames. And she said to me, what are the flames supposed to even represent? I mean, it's weird. It's like hell or something, you know? And this is how the service started. They got two big screens. You know, these new churches, they have these big plasma screens. And the worship leaders, there were two worship leaders, they come out on the platform. They're each holding an electric guitar, but it wasn't an electric guitar. Who's ever heard of the video game? What's that video game called? Who knows what I'm talking about? What's it called?
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, thank you. All right. They come out and they're holding the controller from Guitar Hero. It's like a guitar, but it's like the controller of the video game. You know, who's ever seen that stupid game that's like... You know what I'm talking about? What's that one called? Dance Revolution or whatever? Okay, this game is a new game, Guitar Hero. And it shows these weird, emaciated, like, long-haired guy and stuff. He's, like, so skinny, he looks bizarre, and he's rocking out on the front, Guitar Hero! That's the game. He looks like some pervert or something, you know? Well, anyway, these two worship leaders, they come in from opposite sides of the platform. They're each holding the controller for Guitar Hero, and they're playing the guitars. And Guitar Hero, like the video game, is plugged into the screens. They're just playing the video game. And thousands of people are watching them play Guitar Hero. That's how the service starts. I mean, it wasn't even a Christian song. I mean, it was just Guitar Hero. It's just rock music. And they're just rocking out to Guitar Hero. A video game! Can you imagine coming to church and sitting down and watching people play a video game for the service? Okay, then they finish the video game. And then they have their opening song. Do you know what their opening song was? Look, you don't believe me. I didn't believe it at first. You know, I had to check it out. The opening song was John Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, from the 1980s. Living on a prayer. Okay, it's not a religious song. It's not a Christian song. Just because, hey, listen, man. Just because it says prayer, that doesn't mean that it's a Christian song about Jesus. I mean, it's hard rock from the 80s. Living on a prayer. Next week, they'll probably have Madonna, Like a Prayer. They probably already had it last week. And so they get out and they literally perform the whole song of Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. They're rocking out to it. Then the pastor comes out and he says, man, wasn't that great? Wasn't that good? Let's bring back the 80s. Yeah, cool. And I could go on and on. I mean, she gave me the whole service point by point. And I was just thinking, good night. I said, I thought liberals were like, you know, they had a rock band. They had the NIV. Good night. The liberals now are just, they've gone off the deep end. And they've got thousands. 8,000 coming. Isn't that unbelievable to you? Now do you understand a little bit more why our country's in the condition it is when that's church? Yeah. Wow. I couldn't believe it. You know, going through some of the other videos on this website of their services, one of them had a girl in short shorts doing backflips across the stage like an acrobat. She was just flipping like... It's a stinking three-ring circus. And that's the house of God. Do you think that that's what Paul had in mind to Timothy when he said, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Thou shalt have a girl in short shorts, and she shall backflip across the stage while the music minister shall rock out to Guitar Hero video game. And pastor, bishop, overseer of the flock, thou shalt play Dance Revolution on stage in front of everybody. It's funny. But at the same time, it's pretty sad that they do it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Known to them, oh, they know him as JC. They know him as the man upstairs. I know him as our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Savior of the world, which is and was and is to come. I don't call him JC. I don't call him J-Dog. J to the Z. No, my friend, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Have some dignity and respect for the Word of God, for the house of God, and don't turn it into a game and a circus and a video game. Look, or if you want, you can go to a church that's half like Faithful Word Baptist or you can go, and half like New Spring. Because there's a lot of those that are called Independent Fundamental Baptists, and they're kind of like Perry's church, good old Perry. And New Spring, and then they're kind of like an old-fashioned fundamentalist, and they're kind of trying to have it both ways. You know what? They can have their way. Around here, you say, you don't have love. Well, really? Because I'm going to be out preaching the gospel to the poor this afternoon. That's love. The members that are here right now are going to be out with me. Love. Loving people. Loving at the nursing home ministry. Loving the elderly. Winning them to Christ. Loving the unsaved through door-to-door soul winning. That's love. Not this slimy, gooey, I just love Guitar Hero. I'm talking about love like we love the unsaved. Like I love my mom. I love my dad. I love my friends and family and relatives. I'm going to get them gospel. That's love. That's right. That's what we're talking about. Real love. Legitimate love. Old-fashioned. Church service. Well, you say, what else needs to be old-fashioned? An old-fashioned sermon that's strong meat so that you're not a spiritual baby. You see, the milk belongs to those that are unskillful in the word of righteousness because they're a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Don't be a spiritual baby. If you just drink nothing but mother's milk for your entire life, you're never going to grow up to be 6 foot tall, my friend. There's no person on this earth who grows up to be, you know, 6 foot tall because they just drank nothing but milk. Now, milk does a body good, okay? But you can't just eat nothing but milk. That's not a balanced diet. You got to get some meat in there. I'm not a vegetarian. See, these teeth right here were given to me by God to eat more than Brussels sprouts, okay? And so, hey, you got to eat some meat. You got to get the bread group. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. That's Wednesday night. You got to get the vegetable group. You got to get the meat group, the dairy, The fats and oils. Yes. Okay, you got to.